For 8 years, Mark Carver has been in state prison serving a life sentence for the 2008 killing of UNC Charlotte student Ira Yarmolenko. Her body was found on the banks of the Catawba River, near where Carver was fishing the day she died. But on Wednesday, a Superior Court judge said Carver deserves a new trial. WFAE Sarah D'Elia reports from Gaston County.
In overturning Mark Carver's 2011 conviction, Judge Christopher Bragg ruled Carver received ineffective counsel and said there were issues with the touch DNA evidence used as, quote, the linchpin of Carver's first-degree murder conviction. Judge Bragg said Carver's original defense attorney, Brent Ratchford, neglected to interview Carver's family and friends who may have provided insights into Carver's low intelligence level. Ratchford did not obtain Carver's medical records. Carver's current defense team argued during an evidentiary hearing in April. Had Ratchford done that, it may have proven that Carver did not possess the physical strength to strangle Ira Yarmolenko.
I hope somebody who's has access to the evidence in this case will actually do a real investigation.
That's Carver's current attorney, Chris Muma, with the North Carolina Center on Actual Innocence.
Because the murderer of Ira Yarmolenko has not been charged and is still out there, and there is evidence to pursue. So I'm hoping somebody will do that and not just sit around and wait for the courts to fix their problem.
Muma questioned the validity of what's called touch DNA, which was the evidence used to convict Carver in 2011. Carver's DNA had been found on Yarmolenko's car. Touch DNA requires only a small amount of DNA and can be easily transferred. Judge Bragg expressed concerns over the little information regarding touch DNA found in Ratchford's case file. Bragg said Carver's current defense team presented evidence that the lab charged with testing the DNA was not using national best practices at the time. Gaston County District Attorney Locke Bell respectfully disagreed.
You know, he touched the car, in our belief. The judge says that's, you know, we haven't proven that. If I touch something and leave my DNA on it, that's touch DNA. So if I touch a table, leave my DNA on it, that's touch DNA. That's nothing wild.
Bell said he would appeal Judge Bragg's ruling and would retry the case. Bell does have the option to drop the case altogether, although he said numerous times he believes Carver is guilty. Chris Muma said this order is good news, but there's still a lot of work ahead.
I've heard that Mr. Bell plans to appeal. I am shocked to hear that in some ways, and then in some ways I'm not surprised because he would never listen to the evidence before we had the evidentiary hearing.
Outside the courtroom, Carver's family hugged and cried. One family friend said, quote, the truth is finally coming out, and that she believed Carver would be coming home after all these years. Before that can happen, Chris Muma will need to send the judge's order to Locke Bell for his signature, which will then be signed by the judge. Carver will then be transferred to the Gaston County Jail. Bail will be set at $100,000, the same amount he posted while awaiting trial the first time. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.